In Oakland, California, community members remain on edge after 18-year-old Nia Wilson was stabbed to death by a white man at a Bay Area transit station last week. Her older sister was also wounded. And it's been a particularly troubling day for women of color in the city who say they feel unsafe.
You are not alone in this space, in this sea of love, in this outpouring of grief, in this call for healing.
That's Rana Abdelhamid. Rana is the founder of Malika, a group that teaches women self-defense to help them feel safe in public. Over the weekend, Malika organized an event for women of color to come together in the wake of Nia Wilson's murder.
We are safe in each other's arms, in each other's thoughts, prayers, and words of encouragement. We are sisters, and I see you. I see your pain.
Sonia Paul is a freelance journalist and audio producer in Oakland, and she was at that event, and she joins me now. Welcome, Sonia.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Can you tell us, for our listeners who may not know this case, can you give us a short introduction as to what happened to Nia and what we know about her attacker? Is there any sense so far that this was a racially motivated attack?
So it hasn't been verified whether or not it was racially motivated. For the listeners who are unfamiliar, it happened just over a week ago on Sunday at around 9:30 p.m. at the BART station here, which is basically a commuter train. Nia Wilson and her sisters were coming from a family function in one city in the Bay Area and were transferring stations at this station, MacArthur, when a man, John Lee Cowell, came up from behind and essentially stabbed Nia twice in what, you know, authorities call a prison-style knife attack. So it was extremely brutal. And then he stabbed her sister and fled, essentially. And he was apprehended the next day after another passenger on BART saw him. He's been charged with premeditated murder, but yeah, he hasn't officially entered a plea. He will on August 22nd.
And so we mentioned at the top of the segment that there's an organization called Malika, and you attended one of these healing circles that was organized by them. And one of the people you spoke to at the event was Daryl Johnson, a trans woman of color, and here she is speaking to the group.
Before I start, I usually try to focus the work on this concept of healing as home. How do you find your home in times where you feel like your home has been violated, or you're trying to find home in the arms of other people who will support you and love you through times of pain?
Sonia, can you give us a sense of what that event was about and what the general mood was among those who attended?
Right. So it was advertised as a self-defense event for women of color, especially who are feeling triggered about what has happened. But it really manifested more as just like a space of healing and confidants for women to share what they've been going through. Because for many of the people who came, it was a small group, about 9 of us total, including me. I mean, what happened to Nia Wilson was extremely triggering. Of course, it's very violent and brutal, but, you know, many women of color face the feeling of violence, of loneliness, of being invisibilized, essentially, every single day. And so basically, this was a way to just establish discussion, a space for people to kind of just share what they've been going through. Because, you know, for at least a few of the women who spoke up about it too, they also work in spaces where they are one of very few people of color, if not the only person of color. So while this is like at the top of their minds, it's not really something that is extremely urgent to their coworkers or the people in their everyday context. You know, people all over the Bay Area in the U.S. know what had happened and are maybe sad about it, but it doesn't hit them the same way where they think to themselves, oh, this could have happened to someone I know, or this could have happened to me, which was really the feeling that a lot of women had, that, you know, I'm in public, I'm a woman, I already think about my safety all the time. Now I have to be hyper-vigilant just when I'm standing there, when I'm going about my business, because I'm a Black woman. And so they really just were searching for a space to talk about that and to try to figure out kind of constructive ways to think about healing themselves and, you know, meditating on what had happened and moving forward, because a lot of them too, you know, they're often forced to bottle up what they're thinking or feeling because they just don't have other outlets to talk about these things.
And are you seeing, was there also an element of self-defense? Are women and more specifically Black women in Oakland feeling like they need to learn more sort of self-defense techniques, just traditional
right.
self-defense techniques?
Right. I mean, there is a feeling that, yes, we want to learn this. And the organizer of the event is planning to email some video tutorials, but we just didn't end up having enough time for that since the discussion took up most of the time. But yeah, I think in general, whenever something like this happens, there is the feeling of, wow, like, I need to realize the reality of our world and make sure that I can defend myself in case something ever comes up. So that was definitely happening. But like for the Black women specifically who were in the group, it's sad to say, but, you know, this was always kind of lurking in the background for them of this reality that, you know, they can't be apprehended in public and no one will really do anything. Maybe they know all the time that they should have these self-defense techniques. Whether or not they think on a daily basis about practicing it is another question.
Sonia Paul is a freelance reporter in Oakland, California. Thanks for being with us, Sonia.
Thank you so much.